I've got a message. It's not a typical message for me. Sometimes you know how I can rant and rave and, just go crazy a little bit. But it's a message on relationships today. I don't come off as being the wisest person in relationships. I've counseled a lot. I think what's made me a decent counselor in life is because I've had my own problems and I've had my own struggles. And I know what it is to be hurt. And sometimes that's a big help when you can look across the table at somebody and they can know that you're not just telling them something written out of a book, but you've lived it too. And so I don't come across like that today. I'm not trying to. Okay. But guys, the family's in a mess today. And we put up on the screen a series around Memorial Day, Lest We Forget. Lest We Forget. We see it on the 9/11 memorial. Never forget. We see it on Pearl Harbor. Lest We Forget. It all came from the Bible. But here's the problem. We have forgotten God in this country. By and large, we've forgotten God. He's become a token. We'll pull him out and use him when we need him. I'm not saying the whole country. But I tell you what, if you turn on any news, you listen to any politician, you listen to anything, God is, at the most, he's being used, but most of the time he's being abused, and most of the time he's being forgotten. Totally. And his word. Do y'all hear me or not? Yes or no? It's a fact. It's a fact. It's gotten worse. It's getting worse and worse and worse all the time. And so it's a mess. And so I put this series together about our country and about Memorial Day. And then I started looking at it. And the biggest problem, what happens when you forget God? Who pays the price? The family. The family. See, God created Adam and Eve. God created Adam. You might say, you don't believe in that creation, do you? I absolutely believe in creation because that's exactly what happened. That's God's word. But if you believe a big bang makes anything, you're a nut. It doesn't work on anything else. Go home and blow up something today in the yard and come back later with a new color TV or something. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. People have been lying to you. And they continue to lie to us, and the family has gone to hell in this country. You hear me or not? Say. Most of us are products now of broken families. You know, where my mama left my daddy. And that's just the way it is. It just seems like that is the norm. It's more than the norm. It's just what happens. And if you have children, your children have gone through. It's a mess. And so, we've been talking about it. Today, got a sort of a not sort of a heavy sounding intro, but I've got sort of a funny title, and it can be sort of an interesting message if you want it to be. Amen. But it's the role in relationships, the role in family. Our problem with the family is not only have we forgotten God, we have forgotten His Word. We've forgotten what a man is. I never thought I'd see the day when somebody's educated will sit before Congress and ask to define what a woman is, and they can't define it. We're telling little children, age 8, 9, 10 years old, one feels like they're a girl. Well, you can go be a girl, young man, and change your body. And they'll give you medicine and operations to make that happen. We've lost our way. Y'all hear me or not? Say. It doesn't matter what they... We've lost our way. And we've lost our way because we don't know Him anymore. We don't know the Lord. We don't know His Word. And when we do know His Word, we argue with it. And we don't want to believe it. And so it's a mess. And so what I try to do here is we try to hold the Word of God up here. We try to let it be what we teach here. What's our standard here? You hear me or not? Say, if I don't understand something in God's Word, I'm the idiot, not it. Got it? Yes or no? That's how I look at it. I don't indict God when I see His Word and I don't necessarily agree with it or I don't know something. You know what? Me and Him, we can talk about it in heaven one day. My job right now is to obey. Amen? Say. And to receive His Word. So, since God made Adam, I think He probably knows something about men. And since He made Eve, He probably knows something about women too. So He made Adam and Eve, and then He told them to go and replenish, to go and propagate, have children. So He probably knows a little bit about the family. Of course He does, because He created the family. And so we need to get back to the book, and that's what we're going to do today for a few minutes in relationships. Are y'all ready or not? Amen. So are y'all alert now? And guys, you better be awake, because I'm going to talk about you. And ladies, you want to be awake, because I'm going to talk about you. So this is a little bit for everybody. But when you hear a message like this from me today, please understand this message is for me. This message is for me. I am married. I know what it is to be hurt. I was in a previous marriage of 28 years, and it hurt me so bad. And it's not just women that get hurt. Guys get hurt too, okay? And that's what happens when we do the wrong thing. And so I remarried. And so Kim was also, my wife was really devastated from a young child forward. Had a lot of hurts, a lot of problems. And so our marriage is at times difficult, to say the least. You hear me or not say? You know, I'm a pastor. You're not supposed to say that. Well, I'm sorry. Join the club. I said it, okay? Okay? Because it is. And so we have to work at it. So when I do a message like this today, this is a good message for me as well. Y'all hear me or not? Say. So let's go to the scriptures and see what we can find. My wife is away today with her mother, and they've been traveling with Abby and Danny, my two youngest girls, and 12 and 15. And Kim tries in the summertime to take her mother to see her other children around the country. And so they drive, and that's where they're at today. So she's probably watching online, so I'm sorry for what I'm about to say. Okay, here we go. No, who knows what's going to happen. Let's go to the Word. Y'all ready? Come on. Here we go. No, I'm not sorry about what I'm about to say because it's God's Word. Amen? Now, I've given it a crazy title. I actually came up with this title many, many years ago, and you got to be careful when you say it because you can almost sound like you're cussing. And I've said it several times. Like, I didn't mean to say that. All right. But it's called My Fathers and For Mothers. Okay? My Fathers and For Mothers. Say that out loud with me, but be careful. My Fathers and For... One more time. My Fathers and For Mothers. Sounds sort of screwed up, doesn't it? Well, that's the family today. That's the family. Why that title? Understanding your role in family. Let's push it, Raj. Let's go. What does that mean? What is that about? Well, it's a father that acts like a mother. Okay? I'm a father. Or a mother. Okay? And it's a mother that acts like a father. But unfortunately, that is our world today. Our world today is we don't know our role in relationship. We don't know the Lord. We don't know how to do marriage. We don't know what we're doing. And it's sort of a mess. And unfortunately, marriage breaks up. And then you've got women who are having to be a daddy and a mama. And it happens. But that was not God's design. God did not design you, ma'am, to be the father. And sir, He didn't design you to be the mother. And ma'am, He didn't design you to be the husband. And sir, He didn't design you to be the wife. You understand? So can we get back to what God said? Wouldn't it be nice to see what He says? Yes or no? So let's check it out. Let's check it out. And by the way, this my father and my mother thing, it's guys, you're going to struggle. Ladies, you're going to struggle. And it's not about being perfect. And we're never going to be perfect till we see Him one day. Amen? But we can sure do a lot better. And the family's at stake. So what is this about? It's about believing God in our relationships and understanding the role that God has for us as husband, wife, and father, mother. That's sort of the gist of this message this morning. Are y'all okay or not? I told you, you're going to feel like you're in a seminar, a psych session. Let's go. It's not my style normally. Let's go to the Bible. What's the Bible say? What's the Bible say? Now, the Bible has a lot to say about relationships and a lot to say about marriage and about parenting. And I can't teach it all, but I'd like to share a little bit this morning. Ephesians 5, verse number 21. I would like you to say 21 out loud with me. Say it out loud, please. Here we go. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. One more time. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's the greatest help any marriage can get. When you in a marriage submit yourself one to another, usually no matter what you're facing, you can get through it. When we both humble ourselves and we submit to one another. But then God goes on to talk about marriage and the design. Verse 22, it says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. That's crazy. Submit. What are you talking about? That's God's word. I want to talk about it today. And then it says that the husband is the head of the wife. What? What? Where'd that come from? Well, it came right from the what book? The Bible, God's Word. The husband's the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything. Wow, what is that talking about? I'm glad you asked. Verse 25 is no cakewalk for the husband. Look at verse 25. Say it out loud. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So what does that mean? What is our role in relationship? What is this for mother and this my father thing all about? And what's the screw up? And let's talk about it. Let's check it out. Let's start with the husband. Y'all ready or not? Say. You might say, why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing it because that's what I want to do. No, I'm doing it because a lot of times in summertime between Mother's Day and Father's Day, it's a perfect time to talk about the family. We just want to send a card. Happy Mother's Day! Happy Father's Day! It's a great opportunity for us to stop and look at our family. And beautiful thing is Memorial Day is right in the middle. Memorial Day is about, it's mostly been about mothers and fathers losing their sons to war. Some women along the way, most of them have been men killed in battle down through the ages. So, see, it's a perfect time, Mother's Day to Father's Day. I know we're a little after Father's Day, but this is fitting that we talk about this today. So that's why I'm doing it. So let's talk about the husband and the father. According to the Bible, according to God's Word. Are y'all with me or not? Y'all still okay? All right. The husband, the father, according to the Word, he's the head of the wife. He's the leader. This is God's design. This is the way God designed it. It's not about browbeating. He's the leader. He's the head. That's browbeating. That ain't browbeating. We're going to explain that today. What does that mean? What does it mean to be the head? What does it mean to be the leader? It's not about browbeating. That's sin. That's wrong. The husband. The husband, father, bears most, if not certainly much, of the responsibility for the family. Okay? The responsibility of the family. Okay? He will personally give an accounting for his works to God himself. So if you're a wife that's been left by a husband, if you're a wife that's been treated poorly by a husband, listen, God's gonna stand one day before God, and he's gonna give an account for that. That's according to God's Word. You hear me? But that doesn't change God's design. That's not what God wanted for him. That was not God's best for him not to do what he should do. The Bible says we're gonna give an account, guys, one day how we've treated our wife and our kids. Did y'all hear me? You did? I hope so. The Bible says, for other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort of it. We're going to give an account of how we've treated our wife and our kids. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So hang in here with me. Don't go to sleep on me. So the husband is the head. The husband is the leader. But what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean browbeating. Yes or no? Are we good? Boy, y'all are sleeping on me. Y'all just listening real good. Y'all listening? Man, you listening like you're asleep. But it's okay. That's good, though. Now, I know certain messages are like this. That's important. We're trying to learn. So what does head or leader mean, sir? We're talking to husbands right now. But I want wives to listen. And women, listen. Girls, listen. Here's what it means to be the head or the leader. It means to sacrifice. Now, all of a sudden, that head thing don't look so bad, does it? That's what head or leader means, to sacrifice. To sacrifice. It also means this. Here's what the head or leader means. To provide for your family. That's what a leader looks like in a husband. Did y'all hear me or not? It's what a leader looks like in a husband. This was God's design. was not God's design. I'm not saying both husband and wife can't work. I know things. I get that. But the bottom line is God designed and put on that man that responsibility to provide for his family. And if this is new to you, this is old-fashioned, my friend. It's been around a long time. Okay, it's in the Bible. Number three, what does head or leader look like? It means to love. To love. What is love? Patient, kind, not keeping a record of wrongs. It means a lot of things, okay? So to love, it means to give. This is what it looks like to be a leader, to be the head in that home. You hear me? It means to be a person who gives, gives of your time, gives of yourself. Say that one with me. It means to do what? To die to yourself, to be a leader, to be the head of that home. This is what I do. I'm the leader. I'm the head of this home. It doesn't mean any of that. See, being a leader is hard. That's why there aren't many of them. Being the head is hard. A lot of people in our culture today, I'm going to segue just a bit. We put down corporations and people who have worked hard and they have money now. Most of us have no clue what those people did, how hard they worked to get where they are. So all of a sudden the government just wants to take from them and put them down. It takes no effort whatsoever at all to do that. Most leaders, no matter where they're at, they've had to work hard to do what they do. Okay? So it means to die to self. It means to honor. It means to honor your wife, to honor your children, to honor the Lord. This is what a husband, this is God's design for a husband. Mr. Wonderful. I mean, this is some guy, isn't it? Look at him. Amen? It means to nourish. To nourish your wife, but especially your children, like tender plants. Okay, instead of backhanding them upside the face. Not spending any time with them. Try that on your garden. It'll be deader than a hammer and you'll starve to death. But we do that with our kids and wonder what happened to the kids. It was you, Jack. It's a problem. It means to cherish your wife, to cherish your children. So now, who wouldn't want that? Yes or no, amen. Who wouldn't want that? That's what God's design is. Guys, this is what God wants out of us. This is what God wants out of us. He wants that out of me. He wants that out of me. He wants me to be that for Kim. I have grown young'uns, but I have two young teenage girls now. He wants that for me. This is what I've designed you to be, Gary. Okay? Any questions on that? If you ask him, I ain't answering. Keep going. Here we go. Generally speaking, this is my message. If you don't like it, you can complain. You can complain. I'm not going to listen much. But anyway, generally speaking, the man is stronger physically. I am 11 years older than Kim, and I can kick her butt any day of the week. She would argue with me about that, but the bottom, and she's a tough lady. This lady's in good shape. She's tough. But generally speaking, a man is stronger physically. That's the truth. That's the truth. Today's culture, what's happening? We got guys saying, you know, I'm feeling like a woman now. And they're athletes. And so they change, instead of competing against the men, they're competing against the women. And guess who's winning now? The losers. Yeah, you couldn't win over here, but you go over here and you can win. And you want a trophy and you want an award? God made you that way. And that's just the way it is. I'm not saying women aren't strong. I'm not saying there aren't incredible women athletes. But generally speaking, a man is stronger. Yes or no? Say. Is that common sense or not? Say. Come on. And also, another thing. Generally speaking, men are more resolute. You might not like it. Men are more firm. Not every man. I'm not saying every man. But by design, sometimes somebody got to call the shot and make the decision, even when it ain't popular. And men generally can do that a little better than a woman. Not all cases, but under most circumstances. So this is the husband. The husband is to provide security for his wife and his children. He's to provide financial security, a place, a home, a house, even to provide physical security. Yes or no, amen. Now, on that physical security, my wife would tell you that if something happened at the house, I'd be the first to run. So I ain't got all this down pat, okay? I'm just saying. I ain't got it all down pat. I've got the security part, the financial and providing the house. But if somebody breaking into the house, then that's, we go, I'm a my father all of a sudden. No, we're just playing. Here we go. Here we go. Anyway, so are we learning anything yet? Okay? So, you ought to see people when they have me do marriages. They don't know me. They want me to do their marriage. Well, I still use these old scriptures. How the husband's the head of the wife. And you'll see their eyeballs. But I say, when I have God's word and call the husband the head of the wife or the leader, that's a tall order on him. And so, and this is God's word, and this is what God wants us men to do. Amen? Okay. How many say this is old-fashioned? This is what you heard years ago. Let me see some hands. How many say, it's old-fashioned preaching? How many heard this lately on the news? Yeah, not too many heard it on the TV. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go with it. So let's talk about the wife. Guys, take a break. Can you take a deep breath? Whew, jeez. Here we go. The wife and the mother. The wife, the mother is to submit to her husband. Submit to her husband. What? What are you kidding me? What does that mean? What does it look like? She needs to know that her husband bears the ultimate responsibility for the family. The husband bears the ultimate. You might say, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, this is God's word. Okay? I'm not saying that there aren't circumstances, situations arise. I understand that. But design-wise, the husband bears that responsibility. The wife needs to know her husband will give an account to God for his works. He will stand one day before God Almighty. He'll be judged accordingly. She needs to know that God has designed the family. And this is how God is going to pour out His blessing on the family. This was God's plan. But all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, all the last 50 years or so to maybe even a little bit longer than that, we've changed that in this country. But God's Word hasn't changed. And we see where is the family going. It is going down the tubes. That's not the way God planned this. And this isn't God's plan. This is us getting away from Him. Know that God isn't going to change His... Say this out loud with me. Would y'all say this? Know that God isn't going to change His plan just for you and your unique situation. Now, what do I mean by that? There are situations where a mama has to raise the children. I get that. How many knows that's hard? Say, is that hard? That's hard! Would it have been good to have a good husband, a good man that was there with you to help you and to do right? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that was God's plan. Okay? And I can say that to men. There's men in here that's been hurt, that's raised their children. It's not as much. But it's a lot harder because they weren't designed to do what you can do, mama. And that's where that father thing and that mother thing comes. It's just crazy. So the wife, the mother. The wife, the mother, will not bear responsibility for being the head. So if you've been struggling with that, you're not going to bear responsibility before God. That was not His plan for you to have to raise that family on your own. It was not your plan, His plan for you to have to be the leader inside of your home. I'm not saying if you're in a situation, you leave, you quit. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you just need to hear God's word and know that it's messed up. And it's difficult, but you got to say, you know, He's going to help you. Like that song said, He will carry you. It's not easy. It's hard. But this was not his plan. The wife, the mother, will not bear that responsibility regardless of the situation. And then just a word about deadbeat dads. Okay? This is just me talking. If you want to know one thing that Pastor Gary can't stand, it's a deadbeat dad. I don't like it at all. And you know you got an amen out of Roger, right, Roger? Roger's daddy left their family. He was a preacher. Back years ago, left his family. Was it hard, Rog? Very hard. Very hard on Mama. Very hard on Rog. Still struggles. He and me both, we got screw-ups from childhood, don't we, buddy? You know? But that wasn't God's fault. It was somebody else's fault that didn't do what they were supposed to do.
So I have zero respect for a deadbeat dad. Got it? Did you hear me? Yes or no? If you don't care for your family, if you don't take care of your kids, here's what I think of you. You're a bum. Got it? And I know, how can you say that in church? I just said it. It wasn't that hard. Okay? It's not that big a deal. Okay? And most people agree with me. Absolutely. Amen? Deadbeat dad's going to stand before a holy God one day, and they're going to look into Jesus' eyes. Say that last part with me. Which are what? They have a flame of fire. You might not have known this was in the Bible. Oh, yeah, we think of Jesus on the cross. We think of Him loving and caring. Oh, and He does. But He is glorified now. He's at the right hand of God the Father. And He loves you and He makes intercession for you. But one day, every one of us will stand before Him. And the book of Revelation, John saw Him. His head and His hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. Say the last part with me about Jesus. And His eyes were as a flame of fire. Amen. So we're going to stand. We're going to give an account. But ladies, you're going to give an account too. You're going to get an account too. I'm always tougher on the men. But it's whatever. Anyway, let's go. I'm from the country. Here we go. This isn't going to be too much longer, but we want to get it done. The wife, the mother. What does submit mean? So we looked at, what does head mean? What does leader mean in the man? We saw that. What does submit look like? What does submit look like? Well, it means to what? I think that was the one on the other list, wasn't it? We get caught up with words. What does it mean for you to submit to your husband? It means to humble yourself. It means to respect your husband. To respect your husband. I am a husband. I am a man. I can speak from some experience. I'm a father. Most men will run through a block wall for a woman who respects him. Did you hear me or not? For a woman who believes in her husband. For a woman who thinks he hung the moon. Who communicates to him, I chose to be with you. I want to be with you. I know you've got, you know, issues, and I've got issues, but I want to be here with you. I care for you. I love you. You hear me? That's what submit means, to respect your husband. Sounds familiar. Said out loud, it means to what? Die to self. I'm not saying this is easy. This was God's design. I want God's best for my life. It means to love. It means to love. It means to honor. You see how so much of this is similar to the husband? Couple of different things. It's because He made us different. He made us different physically. Emotionally, we're different. It means to nourish your husband and your children. It means to cherish your husband and your children. Does this sound like a foreign message from outer space? In the world we live in today, yes or no? It's unbelievable how we've forgotten God. So that's what submit means. Generally speaking, the woman is stronger, not physically, but what? Emotionally. Okay? Some men, this ain't always the case, but in most cases, most of the times, the woman is more emotional than the man. Did y'all hear me? That's not a slam. That's the truth. Is that the truth? And being emotional is not a bad thing. That's the way God designed you. That's the way He created you. He did not create man that same way. Do we have emotions? Yes. But fella, listen, when you're so emotional, you my fathering. Got it? Yeah, or you for mothering. You doing one or the other. But that's not the way God designed you. Keep looking. She is to respect her husband, the wife, and to emotionally provide for her husband and her children. Okay, that's something y'all have that you women, you're just really good at it. Better than we are. And if you're not, you can see, wow, I'm missing God's design for my life. Is this too heavy for us today? If this is your first time, this is not a typical message for me. You got to come back. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We're almost done. It gets better right here. Husband, strong physically, resolute, firm. Wife, strong emotionally, thoughtful, feelings. Both husband and wife are to be spiritual leaders and followers of Jesus Christ. That's not on one or the other. That's on both. You're both supposed to be spiritual leaders. And if one is lagging, that's going to hurt that relationship. And but that husband, if he's strong and he's helped the wife. If the wife, she's strong, she's to help the husband. But both need to be spiritual leaders. Oh boy, I'm almost done. You've heard you might be a redneck, and there I am, a redneck right there. You might be a redneck. Now listen, I know rednecks. Like I told you last week, somebody came to our church a couple of weeks ago, and they said, oh, they liked the message, it was good, but they're probably not coming back because the pastor's he's a redneck. That's something I wear with a badge of honor. Remember back in the day when you were a redneck, it's like, yeah, boy, the redneck, oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm proud of it. You know? But no, the point is, anyway, you've heard the old jokes, you might be a redneck. Here we go. I'm going to help you. This is going to make you bring it home, maybe. Well, you might be a my father. You might be a my father if. You might be a my father if. You might be a father, but you acting like a mama. You might be a father, but you got acting like a mama. You might be a my father if, instead of providing for your family, you put that responsibility on your wife. Ooh. Does it mean women can't work? What does that mean? But ultimately, that lands on the father. Did you hear me or not? So you just might have found out you won. You might be a my father if, instead of fostering a strong and secure environment in your home, you focus on feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Listen. We have emotions, we have feelings, but God designed you to be strong, to stand up, be tough, get with the program. You understand, yes or no? Okay? You might be a my father if, instead of disciplining your children on God's commands on what's right and wrong, you say, go see your mother. You relegate that to your wife. Those kids need to see Dad stands for right and wrong in that home. It ain't just Mama. Now, together as a team, that's awesome. But that's not something, you know, no, you handle it. I can't handle it. Okay? You might be a my father if, instead of leading a spiritually responsible life, you place the burden of godly leadership and influence on your wife. How many men are here? If you're a man, don't you raise your hand, big and tall, big, tall, hands. Come on, hands. Men, raise your hands up. Let me see your hands. You, raise your hand. You got a hand? Raise your hand. Look at these hands, these men. Men. You know what? There's at least 50% men in this room today. Yeah, thank the Lord. At least 50% men in this room today. Amen. This isn't a church just for women. Pastor Gary Fellowship has a church just for women. No. Because that is a weak church spiritually. We need men, to be spiritual leaders. Okay, so many men give their sons the impression that church is not a place for real men. That's how I grew up. Nobody taught me that going to church was a good thing, a godly thing, a right thing. I thought sissies went to church. If y'all went to church and I didn't go to church, I was the kind of guy that would, you know, you're sissies, you're stupid, you know, you're weak, I'll bust you in your mouth, take your stuff, you know, that kind of guy. Okay, I didn't have any leadership, any role like that in my life. So they give the impression that church is not a place for real men by stereotyping Christian men as being passive. Many Christian men are passive. Effeminate. What's that mean? Sissy acting. Did y'all hear me or not? You can't say that. I said it. Henpecked. These are qualities that no man desires. You hear me or not? My son, put it back up. So here, Daddy, I want to be passive and effeminate and henpecked like you. What kid's going to say that? It's not going to happen. God didn't design our kids to be like that, our boys. Y'all hear me? As a result, they're macho posturing. These men are inadvertently teaching their sons that church is only for women and wimps, and propagating a new generation of unchurched men. Kids growing up today between 0 and about 25, let's say from 15 to about 25, it used to be this age bracket didn't know if there's a God. But this generation now, that 15 to 25 bracket, when polling them, they know for sure there is no God. That next generation above that, from like 25 to 35 or so to 40, is saying, I don't know if there's a God. This is our world today. These are the people who are running much of our world today. And it's running right off a cliff. And it's because we've left the design of the home and the family. Y'all hear me or not? Make any sense? All right, we're almost done. But I didn't get to the women. Oh, you might be a mother if you're more career-oriented than you are family. Uh-oh. No, this is the women now, Raj. Okay, thank you. Okay. The women. Got to go to the wives now. If you're more career-oriented than you are family-oriented. Did I say there's anything wrong with having a career? There's nothing wrong with having a career. God just didn't design you to put that above your children and your husband. Do you hear me or not? It's just the way it is. Not saying it can't be done, but that was not God's best design for you. You might be a mother if you're overly hard on your husband and your kids instead of providing that strong emotional support and the encouragement that they need. You hear me? Nothing worse to a husband than a woman who's moaning and groaning and griping and complaining. You might say, who gives you the right to say that? I'm a man, I'm a husband, I'm telling you. Okay? Even the Bible says it. The Bible has a lot to say about it. Said a man would rather be on a roof by himself. That's what it says. You know what I'm saying? We need you. We need you. We need you the way God made you, to be emotionally supportive and encouraging us. We need you. We don't have what you have, and we need help. You might be a mother if your focus is on leading your husband instead of respecting him and loving him. Okay? You might be, we're done. How many feel like this was a crazy message? Anybody today? Crazy message with Uncle Gary. Here we go. It's not about being perfect. It's about understanding our role better in our relationship. That's what this message was about today. Not to beat up on you. That'd be easy. We need to learn to follow God's plan for our life, the role that He has. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that verse with me, the key to all good marriages, one more time. Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God, and you can make it through anything. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for the word. We're done. I got to quit. It's late. Amen. There you go.